In the Owens family, magic isn't just a gift, it's a burden. For generations, they've lived under a devastating curse. Anyone who falls in love with them is doomed to an early death. This supernatural inheritance shapes the lives of siblings Franny, Jet, and Vincent as they come of age in 1960s New York. When two young men commit suicide after falling hopelessly in love with the beautiful Jet, one throwing himself before a train, another drowning himself with iron bars tied to his legs, the sisters retreat to their attic sanctuary. Under moonlight, they make a solemn vow. They will never fall in love. But fate has other plans. The siblings spend summers with their Aunt Isabel in Massachusetts, where they begin to understand their magical heritage. Don't hide who you truly are, Isabel advises, after offering them a choice between tea labeled courage or caution, both containing the same brew. This simple lesson becomes their first rule of magic, authenticity above all else. Yet as they return to Manhattan, the scent of love hangs in the air, foreshadowing the impossible choices that await them. After their parents' deaths, the siblings transform a tilted Greenwich Avenue house into both home and magical apothecary. Vincent creates a greenhouse, while the sisters renovate with dove gray paint, copper sinks, and marble countertops. A stuffed blue heron named Edgar watches over them, a reminder of Franny's special connection with these birds, one of which once moved her to tears when it rested against her cheek in Central Park. Their remedies become village legends: black pepper for aching muscles, linden root and yarrow for blood pressure, feverfew for migraines. Following Aunt Isabel's guidance, they craft love potions, henna mixtures for strength, appleseed amulets for attraction, and rosemary lavender oil baths for willpower against heartbreakers. They brew specialized teas for passion and the lovelorn. As their reputation grows, they understand that magic transcends recipes. It's about intention, intuition, and the courage to help others despite risks. Each success reinforces their belief that fate can be altered through knowledge and compassion. The summer of 1967 brings profound changes. Vincent and William find freedom during San Francisco's Summer of Love, while Franny painfully reunites with Halen, her childhood love. Despite their connection, she pushes him away to protect him from the family curse. After he leaves, her crow familiar Lewis comforts her as she walks home crying heartbrokenly. Jet battles her own heartbreak over Levi Willard, the reverend's son who despises the Owens family. Their forbidden relationship intensifies their attraction despite the curse. Having lost her inner sight after her heartbreak, Jet appears normal to customers but carries deep self-hatred, blaming herself for what happened with Levi. The siblings' isolation breaks when cousin April visits with daughter Regina. Vincent bonds immediately with the child, whispering, "Always remember, live a lot," advice weighted with understanding time's preciousness. Before leaving, Regina warns that people die in California, a premonition Franny takes seriously while noticing the same life-shortening halo around the child that Vincent had as a baby. As Aunt Isabel's health fails, the siblings return to Massachusetts to care for her. In her final moments, she gives Franny Maria Owens' sapphire necklace, whispering, "Wear it, and your heart will come back to you." Her last words challenge their belief in fixed destiny. That's the secret, you know. That's the way you change your fate. The sisters prepare their aunt's body according to tradition, dressing her in white. Vincent grieves physically by insisting on filling the grave himself, working until sweat soaks his shirt. Though Franny tells Jet they should share the grimoire, she conceals Isabel's true last words, earning a blister on her tongue as punishment for this deception. Without their aunt's guidance, they must interpret magical rules themselves, choosing which traditions to keep and which to adapt. Isabel's final gifts provide tools for their journey ahead, particularly regarding whether love is worth pursuing despite the family curse. Years later, Dr. Halen Walker marries Franny and moves into the Owens house, disregarding the curse to spend his final days with her. Despite terminal illness, he finds purpose in gardening and shares his lettuce with neighbors who once feared the property but now willingly enter, showing how love can dissolve deep-rooted prejudices. "Aren't I lucky?" he tells Franny as they sit together, their relationship spanning back to third grade. Though suffering, he refuses pain medication to remain present. Franny realizes this might be the true curse, loving someone deeply while knowing they'll leave. Perhaps the curse isn't about avoiding love, but finding courage to embrace it despite its inevitable end. Halen dies peacefully one autumn night beside Franny under a starry sky, whispering, "Oh, how beautiful." At his funeral, his elderly father acknowledges, "It was always you." For 7 days after, Franny sits on the porch as vines grow around her, until finally asking her sister, "How will I ever love anyone again?" Tragedy brings two young girls, Sally and Jillian, into the Owens sisters' lives. After losing their parents, they fly east in party dresses, with Jillian clutching her stuffed bear while Sally worries about their future. At Boston Airport, they meet their aunts, tall, stern Frances and kinder Jet, both wearing black coats with red balloons tied to their wrists. While Jet takes Jillian inside with promises of chocolate cake, Frances and Sally share a moment when Sally asks about their grandfather Vincent, who sends macarons from Paris. Sally intuitively senses Frances's loss and takes her hand in comfort, bridging the emotional distance between them and revealing she's inherited the family's magical understanding. As they enter the house, Frances silently acknowledges this isn't an ordinary home. The girls will learn special rules: never drink milk after thunderstorms, leave seed for birds at first snowfall, wash hair with rosemary, drink lavender tea for sleeplessness, and most importantly, that the only remedy for love is to love more. The true magic in the Owens family isn't found in spells, but in generational wisdom. The siblings discover that magic exists in ordinary moments, the extraordinary potential of connection, forgiveness, and acceptance. Their most profound realization is that love is worth the risk. The family curse becomes a challenge to love more deeply, knowing all love eventually faces loss, but choosing it anyway. When Franny wonders how she'll love after losing Halen, Sally and Jillian's call provides her answer: by opening her heart to the next generation, continuing the cycle of Owens women passing down both magical knowledge and courage. As Sally and Jillian enter the Owens house, the legacy evolves. The greatest magic isn't in ancient grimoires, but in everyday courage, remaining open to life's possibilities, choosing love despite its costs, and embracing one's true nature. What makes the Owens family truly magical is their capacity for love, willingness to face darkness with light, and understanding that the most powerful magic lies in our connections with others.